Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel experiences clear skies and mild temperatures across major cities. It's a pleasant day in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with warm sunshine making outdoor activities enjoyable. Here are today's headlines. First, UNET reports just in that the IDF is preparing for a prolonged stay in Lebanon. This comes as Hezbollah regroups under a ceasefire. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew mentions earlier today that Egyptian sources accuse Netanyahu of considering military action in Gaza. This is amid rising poll numbers for Bennett and Eisenkot. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF has killed two Hamas terrorists in northern Gaza. They were key figures in the group's military operations. Separately, the Times of Israel shares that U.S. Democrat Ro Khanna was detained by armed settlers during a West Bank visit. His group faced over an hour-long blockade. And finally, I-24 News notes from earlier today that Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, insists on avenging his father's death. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet, a global news outlet, posted minutes ago that the IDF is gearing up for an extended presence in Lebanon as Hezbollah reorganizes under the current ceasefire. Daniel Seideman, an expert on Israeli-Palestinian affairs, questioned online if someone is also afraid of the dark in a cryptic comment. The Times of Israel highlighted earlier that a recent survey shows 1 in 8 young Americans holds a favorable view of Hamas. Support for the group is notably higher among younger and Muslim Americans. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's strategy in Lebanon, Ynet reports that despite a recent wave of strikes in southern Lebanon, Israeli defense officials have not issued a pullback order. The IDF's preparations suggest an expectation of continued tensions. This long-term presence could impact local stability and relations with Lebanon. Turning to political maneuvering, Israel Hayom Hebrew's report from earlier indicates that Netanyahu might consider military action in Gaza. The speculation arises amid his political rivals' rising popularity. If true, such a move could escalate tensions in the region significantly. Meanwhile, JNS details this morning's operation in northern Gaza. The IDF targeted and eliminated two senior Hamas operatives. These individuals were pivotal in the group's military infrastructure. This strike comes just before the weekend, possibly affecting ongoing peace efforts. On the diplomatic front, the Times of Israel provides insight into Ro Khanna's situation. The California lawmaker faced an hour-long detention by armed settlers during his West Bank tour. This incident highlights ongoing tensions in the region, complicating U.S.-Israel relations. Finally, I-24 News captured remarks from Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, emphasized the necessity of avenging his father's death. This statement could signal a shift in Iran's regional policies and its approach towards Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business highlights a promising Israeli startup focusing on cryptography to ensure election integrity. Sequence new system allows for transparent but confidential ballot verification. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the growing economic divide. Investment in the Gush Dan area is leaving peripheral regions behind, increasing reliance on the Center for Economic Opportunities. And finally, from Globes, NICE's CEO, Scott Russell, speaks out on the company's recent stock decline. He remains confident, citing the AI revolution as a pivotal moment for the Israeli software giant's future. That's your Israel 18 news update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.